Army veteran Dennis Oakes was diagnosed with PTSD after a combat tour in Afghanistan in 2011. One night, he blacked out and pinned his wife to the floor as if she were a prisoner he was about to cuff. That's when he began to worry that he might lose control of himself and hurt someone.
Which at that point, I mean, I was just scared. What's going to happen if I drink alcohol? What's going to happen if she wakes me up in the middle of the night? Am I going to do this again? I was really worried about my marriage and about the fear I put inside my wife that I could possibly harm her.
He'd been treated with standard approaches, including a lot of prescriptions.
A lot of them didn't see much other than the normal zombie makes you dead to the world.
The therapy he was getting didn't help enough, he said. But his life changed after a doctor at Womack Army Medical Center on Fort Bragg suggested a different treatment. The doctor jabbed a needle into the front of Oak's neck and injected a local anesthetic into a mass of nerve tissue called the stellate ganglion.
It's supposed to just give you a little bit more time to think. And it worked out.
The day after that first injection, Oakes had an argument with a tenant of a rental house he owns in Fayetteville. Before, Oakes said, he would have gotten physical. But he said the treatment let him pause and act rationally. It's not a cure, he said.
But it's definitely been one of the key stepping stones of putting my life back together after dealing with issues. I think it really balances the people out that need balance.
The technique is called stellate ganglion block. It's been used for decades to stop pain in the upper body. But in recent years, some military doctors had begun using it for PTSD, and several hundred troops have been treated. The Army wanted to find out whether it's really working, so it's sponsoring the $2 million study.
I think there's a lot of interest because, you know, PTSD isn't new. It's been around for a very long time under different names. And there are evidence-based treatment modalities that exist. However, those don't work for a lot of people.
RTI epidemiologist Christine Ray Olmsted is one of the leaders of the study and says there's great interest among patients and PTSD experts about what it will show.
There are reports in the literature of people sitting up on the table and feeling better after receiving a stellate ganglion block. And that's really very powerful for somebody who's suffering from things like hypervigilance and nightmares. The prospect of a 15-minute procedure that has strong anecdotal evidence is pretty attractive.
It's not the only unusual approach to treating PTSD that's getting looked at. The FDA just approved the illegal party drug ecstasy, or MDMA, for large-scale clinical trials. But the ganglion block study is already starting. The researchers have begun enrolling PTSD patients at Fort Bragg and military hospitals in Hawaii and Germany. They plan to sign up 240, all of them active duty troops, and expect to finish the study in 2018. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.